You're listening to Speak Free with Simon O'Connor, right here on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
I'm really excited to have my next guest on. His name is Liam Carter. He's 17 years old. He's the founder, the owner, and the CEO of an organization known as Ride Your Trike. Liam, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Simon.
You're going to have to explain to listeners what Ride Your Trike is all about, because it is about bikes, but not in the way we know them. So tell us about Ride Your Trike.
Yeah, cool. So Ride Your Trike is a organization founded in 2022 to advocate for safer accessibility in cycling in the disability world. From there, we really grew to doing events for the community, doing other stuff. And from there, it turned into a business, renting out trikes, selling trikes. We partner with about five major companies across New Zealand to do rentals and purchasing. We sell trikes from your normal kids' trikes, your normal e-trikes, up to your wheelchair bike that the wheelchair user sits on the front and the funding member pedals. Big range, a range from $500 to $28,000.
That's a lot. But, I mean, explain what they look like to listeners. Obviously, there's a wide variety, but you're talking trikes or three-wheeled bikes here, aren't you?
Yes, there is a very wide option range. You can get hand cycles where you cycle with your hands. You can get normal trikes. You can get e-trikes. You can get tandem, two people pedal at once. You can get side-by-side trikes. You can get... Oh, there's so many options, but so many people don't know that there are options. We are only the second company in New Zealand to be selling trikes.
How did you get involved then? I assume this started within the disability sector, because trikes give people more options and flexibility than a two-wheeled bike. But what was your journey to start in? Well, I assume you import. Actually, first question, you import these. You're not building them yourself, are you?
So at the moment, we all import through a company called Milner Mobility up in Auckland, and they import Van Ram bikes. And they have a wide selection over from Amsterdam. So we work with Milner to bring them in. We're one of their sales worker. So we do that, and then we're looking in the future to either importing our own or building, looking at manufacturing, but depending on cost, it's a slow market at the moment.
It is. So how did you get involved? As I said at the start, Liam, you're 17 years old and you have founded this company, you're running this company, you're bringing bikes in, or trikes, sorry. How did you get involved?
Yeah, so it was actually 2 years ago this month that I started advocating for an organisation called Bike Action Hamilton. And I started attending all those council meetings, and it was quite interesting because council and other advocates would advocate for cycling as two wheels, and they would never mention the trike or the hand cycle or the recumbent version of it. So at the end of August, the 28th or 26th of August, I set up a Facebook group called Ride Your Trike New Zealand. Had no idea how I came up with that name. It was bang, bang, bang on paper. Good name now. And it just grew. People were joining, people were posting about their experience, people were engaging, and it really took off March last year, where I did our first and our only campaign that we've ever done. It was cars on footpaths, so reminding people not to park on the footpath because it stops elderly and disabled people in wheelchairs from getting past. And we thought it would just be a campaign on Facebook. We were quite wrong there. It reached TVNZ1. We made Figo. We made One News. We made over 5 radio stations and 4 newspapers articles and over 150,000 signatures.
That's amazing. And now you're on RCR. So obviously you've bought these trikes in, you're encouraging people to use them, but you also run programs in schools and other places to encourage use and awareness that actually there are options for people, particularly with disabilities, to use these.
Yeah, so a lot of people think of a business as you sell a trike, you make money, and you do that again and again and again. We're not that. We're a whole community. We do the whole service. So we do campaigns, as I mentioned. We do programs in schools, which is called Try a Trike. We go in and teach kids what a trike is, how to use it, and how to buy one. And then, so that's funded from Team Manawa's Sport New Zealand, so we're very thankful for that. It makes schools aware, and we're actually getting schools reaching out to us now that they're knowledgeable that we exist. That's really cool to see. I actually had a conversation with Taupo District Council yesterday, who actually knew who we were. And I've never spoken to them. And I was like, that's cool to see that actually people are going on, because there's one other company in New Zealand that sells trucks, but they don't do all these campaigns and all that. And we actually sit down with the whānau or the EGL connector, and we go, what are your needs? What do you want? Because wants are so important. And what do you want and need to achieve? And how do we get there? People go, there's a trike, it's $9,000, I can't afford that, goodbye. There are so many funding out there that you don't need $2,000 to buy it. ACC, Helberg, Wolfson Home Trust.
So you're clearly connecting. So it's not just that you're providing these trikes. You understand the networks and the funding mechanisms to help people get independence. I suppose that's my understanding, is you're providing a lot of independence for people who just need that little bit more assistance.
Yeah, I guess it's based on life experience. I've been riding a trike for nearly my whole life, and it's changed my whole world and my independence. And I think it's giving back, and it's going, this has changed my life completely.
Do you want to explain to listeners a little bit about you? You've got cerebral palsy, but it hasn't stopped you. So just tell us a little bit about that journey of how you've experienced life and now you've got freedom because of these trikes.
Yeah, so from the age of 5, I've been riding a trike. I rode up to primary school. I ran 3 businesses before my business, a lawn care, a fruit business, and now this. But because of my disability, lawn care wasn't really the thing.
Can I just say, Liam, I think you're incredible. You're 17 years of age and you have done more in your life than many Kiwis to start up a lawn care business. That's incredible. As you say, it didn't work out, but it's still amazing.
No, and lockdown didn't help, but oh well. But yeah, I I went to primary school and then I moved to high school, and in that transition it was quite hard. And that's when I found that real obstacle in disability. I actually broke my knee in the summer going from primary to high school, so I was stuck in a wheelchair for 2 terms. And I think halfway through that second term, I actually quit high school. It was too hard. And when you've gone from 300 kids to 900, but in a wheelchair, the anxiety builds up. And it's all about awareness. So I went to online school, but then I started advocating for cycling. And I found there was a real need. It was a slow market, and we're not making massive amounts of money, but I know we will grow, and I know as soon as we get our name out there that we will grow. We're even seeing it grow this week as we come out of winter.
Oh, well, I've just been out before the show this morning. Didn't see any trikes, I must admit, but a beautiful morning, out running, lots of people. We're Kiwis. We like to be outdoors. And again, I think this is the amazing thing you're leading, is you're providing more options. So if listeners want to find out more about Ride Your Trike, where do they go? Do you have a website or Facebook page? How do they find more information?
We're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, we've got a website, but we're also at Hamilton Gardens, at River Islands, New Zealand, in the summer, renting out trikes a year, have a go on the Te Awa. Te Awa is a 65-kilometre trail from Narawahia to Karapiro. They do e-bikes, e-trikes, tag-alongs, all of that. And we're super proud to be a part of that, and be right on the trail.
That is fantastic. I'm always saying to my wife, Rachel, we need to do more. So perhaps this is an encouragement for us to get a trike and give it a go. So I know your website is rideyourtrikenz.co.nz. Yeah. And they can also, as you say, find you on Facebook and Instagram. So Liam, thank you so much. I have to say, you're quite inspirational. I keep coming back to it. You're 17 years old and you're just leading so many things. It's fantastic.
No word. Thank you for having me.
Are you loving what you're hearing? Well, the establishment hates it, and right now they're conjuring up new ways to try and censor RCR. To ensure you never miss a beat of the hard-hitting news you've come to know and love, make sure you're on the RCR mailing list. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.